The five members of the Hutchcraft family have the same last name, of course, except for our married daughter, but that's pretty much where the sameness ends. And I think it's good that we're different. When we needed an emotional lift, for example, well, we've always had our oldest son there with his sense of humor. If we needed a physical lift, he was there with his very well-developed physical strength. And when we needed a job done or something fixed, oh, go to our youngest son. He was sort of, well, he sort of had the helping hands and the figure-it-out mind in the family. And when it comes to greeting people or talking with people or giving guidance, oh, our daughter was always there with her great people gifts. And mom, well, she was always there with her common sense. Thank the Lord for my sake. And she had this great drop everything for you attitude. I guess every family is like that. You know, you have the same name, but you got different styles. You make different contributions. You know what? That includes God's family. And some of the family who are the most different from you, guess what? They're the ones you need the most. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about why we need each other. Now, our word for today from the Word of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'll be reading verses 12 and 21 and 25 and 27. Basically, it tells you that you're not all there. Yep. Listen to this. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts. And though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the hand cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. Then verse 25 says, so there should be no division in the body, but its parts should have equal concern for each other. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. You know what God is saying here is that basically he has made all of us incomplete. None of us has all of him, but you put us all together, all the gifts are there. Or to put it another way, you're not all there. There is no family member in God's family that you don't need. Wow. You say, oh, wait a minute. What about those folks who you need them? Yeah, but I know a group of people who are really different from us. They don't have as much, you need them. See, we're not all there. We need those people who are different from us. We tend to get into our little clusters, and we appreciate only Christians who see it our way, say it our way, do it our way, express it our way. But not all there. I'm not all there. We're incomplete. Now, if you're a feeling-oriented Christian, you need the stabilizing influence of some believers who are more, content-oriented. But if you're real fact-oriented, content-oriented, guess what? You could use some of the warmth and spontaneity of the more feeling-oriented Christians. Or maybe you're a freewheeling believer. Well, you need some Christians who are more structured, who stress boundaries in the Christian life. You need that. But if you're real structured, you need some of those more spontaneous people. You could use their openness. See, some of God's children will teach you how to really worship, because they're really good at that. They're experienced in that. Others will stimulate your vision for a lost world. Some, by being around them, you'll learn to give. Other Christians may show you how to really pray. There are others who'll teach you to go reach the lost. And then there's others, well, you hang out around them and you'll learn to love unconditionally. And then there'll be others who will teach you to dig into the Bible as your source of authority. I'll just say of my own life, I'm like a river that's been created by a lot of tributaries. And I've been so enriched by the variety of the body of Christ, I've needed them all. See, if you'll open up to the rest of the family, you're going to be really rich. Let different Christians challenge you and balance you and complete you. There is no family member in God's family that you don't need and who doesn't need you, because we're just not all there.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.